Steve Trozen on the hotline today from the Jackson Symphony, and they're, of course, gearing up for a busy season. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Greg. How are you? It's great to talk to you.
And you had a big event actually last weekend.
Correct. Last Friday night, we had our first Summer Pops in 2 years, since 2019, and things went off very well. It was a hot evening, but very well. So it was a hot day for JSO staff moving stuff around, but we have a great team who really pulled together, and Blackman Park was packed with people out to hear the symphony. It was a salute to America was the theme. So a lot of patriotic favorites, and Maestro Aubin and the orchestra really did a phenomenal job. We just have gotten a lot of great feedback about that concert, which makes us even more excited about the upcoming season and getting back on the stage.
Yeah, nice to see those fans out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we did a lot of the video stuff, like many people did last year, but there's something about that interchange of energy between performer and audience that you just can't replicate. So it was wonderful to kind of stand up by the stage and look out and see all the people out in Blackman Park. Jackson certainly has been very supportive of the orchestra throughout the pandemic, but it's awesome to be able to, you know, to do what we do and give back the live music that we're able to provide for them. So it was a great night, and we just really are looking forward to the rest of the season now.
What do you have coming up, Steve?
Well, we've got the season kicks off for us on our second, actually, with our Music on Tap series, which is the non-classical, you know, just kind of cross genres series that we do. And this one, those all happen in Weatherwax Hall. The one on October 2nd actually has a group called Warp Trio, which interestingly has four members, but they're from New York City, and they play classical instruments, but just really turn them on their heads. They do a lot of interesting processing and cool effects, and they just make some noises that you can't believe are coming out of a violin and a cello and a piano. They also have a drummer who travels with them, so we're excited about that one. And then the next Saturday on October 9th, we kick off our signature series at the Potter Center with the first concert of the year. Mm-hmm. And we're really looking forward to being in the newly configured and newly updated Potter Center. We can't wait to see what their project turns out like. And we've seen some pictures along the way, and I think it's going to just be an amazing venue and a great place for the orchestra to play. So just looking forward to that. And then before that, actually, kicking off the 6th of September, I believe, is our community music school is beginning a new semester of classes and lessons. Lots of different things going on. Jed Fritzma school. That was also.
No, we're losing you, Steve.
Is that Greg?
Yeah, we're losing you. Where'd you go?
Hey, me now? Greg?
Yeah, there you go.
Greg? Okay, sorry about that. I'm standing in my kitchen, so I don't know. did you hear about the music school, though, that we've got classes and private lessons that are getting ready to kick off? And we had a meeting last night with our faculty, and everybody's excited about getting the season going. We've got classes basically for everybody from toddlers up to adults. And one of the things that we began last year was an adult strings class, and that's going to be continuing this year. So if anybody has played the violin maybe as a child but gave it up and wished that they hadn't, or if they had always wanted to play violin or viola or cello and never got a chance to take those lessons, now's the time. We've got an adult strings class kicking off in September, and we can teach you what you always wanted to know as far as playing a stringed instrument.
Who's eligible for that, Steve? Anybody?
Basically anybody. You know, it's adult strings, so it should be somebody probably 18 or over. Mm-hmm. But basically there are people in that class. Generally, I think it's older adults, but my wife is actually in the class. She's okay, playing cello. Yeah. My wife, Monica Moser, is playing cello, and she practices every day. She puts me to shame. She practices her cello way more than I practice my guitar. So,
yeah, she's supposed to come out here and play the cello, isn't she?
She's going to do an on-air thing. I've got to do a little more negotiating on that front, Greg. I think we need to work on that one a little bit. But yeah, I came home from the faculty meeting last night and heard the strings and some of the practice tunes she's working on. She was sitting out on our back porch playing the cello, serenading the deer out in the backyard.
Wow.
But we've got also classes for elementary school kids. We've got classes for toddlers. And everybody in between. And if taking a group class really isn't your thing, we've got teachers teaching private lessons, and so it's going to be a very busy semester at our community music school. And we encourage everybody to check it out and come downtown and take some lessons and learn that instrument that you always wanted to learn.
What about a kid that's never picked up an instrument, but maybe they, you know, they want to get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our teachers are phenomenal. They're trained music teachers, mm-hmm. and so they can start right at the very basics, from how to hold the instrument, how to read music, and we start right at the very beginning and go. But we've also got teachers who can take a kid who is very accomplished and help them polish their craft as well. So any ability level, we've got a teacher who can help you out.
No season ticket packages certainly available.
Correct. Yep. Season ticket packages are still available. And basically, if you buy season tickets, you get a 20% discount off the full season rate. And we actually, if you've never been a season ticket holder before, we're running a promo right now on our website. If you use code NEWPATRON22, which is all caps, you can get actually 50% off the full ticket price. So definitely season tickets are the way to go if you're interested in attending the concert, and those will still be available right up until the time of the first concert on either the 2nd or the 9th. Season ticket packages are available for either our Signature Series or our Music on Tap Series. So lots going on at the JSO. Our staff are very busy trying to make sure that this concert season goes off without a hitch, and we definitely have a lot of plates spinning right now, for sure.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a great start from what we heard last Friday.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal night. Again, big thanks to the musicians and the JSO staff, our partners at the Michigan Theater who helped us put on the event, and the DDA, the City of Jackson. It was a beautiful night. Downtown Jackson was full, and it was just really exciting to be there. And when the orchestra started playing the Star Spangled Banner, I really got a lump in my throat. Didn't realize how much I missed the live concerts until they came back. So. Yeah, it was a great night, and again, just has us really looking forward to the rest of this season.
Steve, thanks for stopping by this morning, and keep us updated.
Absolutely, we'll do, Greg. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. Take care. Steve Trozen from the Jackson Symphony.